The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. And you can also text the show at 713-780-3776.
Oh, boy.
And oh, my God, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Something happened over there.
The craziest thing ever must have happened.
Yeah, we're at Prime Social, and yeah, that's...
But I didn't even tell you this happened to me today.
Yeah.
I had 7-8 of clubs. And that's a hand you like.
I love that hand, yeah.
Flop comes out, 10 jack, queen of clubs.
Ooh.
Feeling pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Unless
there's another club, and that's when I would get a little.
The girl to my left, I'm on the button.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm waiting. Girl on my left says, all in. Okay. The guy on. Two seats to her left says, all in.
Somebody's at least you're third to act there because.
Oh, I called.
Oh.
Dude had a royal flush.
Oh.
I was like, oh, man.
Well, he couldn't have many chips, so it couldn't hurt bad.
No, it wasn't too bad, but that's not a great way to go.
Yeah.
That was pretty early in the tournament.
Wow, this looks like this was something massive over here in terms of a pot, so.
I see one guy really happy. I don't see one guy really sad, which is usually the case
yeah.
when that happens.
Yeah. But, by the way, I love the Blitzers so much. They're so funny. Some of the texts from the gym of the day, hashtag earn it, you are in, and bone, B-O-N-E, appetite. Well played, Blitzers. All right, let's go to our man, R.J. Bell. He is the guru of all gambling in the universe, at least sports betting. The mastermind of pregame.com. Follow him on Twitter, at R.J. in Vegas. Mr. Bell, how are you, sir?
You know, we could do like in Rocky II when Apollo was getting taped up. Remember the scene? His, I think it was Butch's was his trainer's name. He going, it was everybody loves you. He goes, children love you. Old people love you. Like, and then he had all the nicknames, like the Count of Monte Fisto. Yeah.
We could that just sounds like a with, porno like, to me.
Ooh, you're watching a whole different kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, he is, RJ. You
no, no comment.
Idea. You have no idea what Fred's into.
You know, I do have my soundboard hooked up, so I can go.
Hey, now.
Oh, hey, now. And
I'm glad that you have a soundboard.
RJ, you must be a stern head like myself.
Oh, I am, but you know where that's originally from.
Yeah, from the Larry Sanders Show.
Yeah, I mean, I love Stern, but Larry Sanders. You know what's funny about Howard Stern is people don't realize that are younger, and I get it. Every generation, you know, knows things the other one doesn't, and they also have their biases. But if you grew up or were around in the 80s, everyone was so stiff. I mean, if you look at old Letterman tapes or, you know, YouTube, it's like, oh, yeah, he's kind of irreverent, but he seems pretty much, you know, like a normal dude. Letterman was like this amazing, like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe he did that on TV.
He's a wild man.
Because everyone was like Walter Cronkite or, you know, Johnny Carson, who was great. But Carson was, you know, pretty straight arrow, at least on air. The idea of Stern coming in and talking about, you know, problems with his wife, problems with his kids. He hates his bosses. Like, today it's cool. But in the early, you know, late 80s, early 90s, he was the only guy on the air doing that. And today, I mean, talk about a visionary. Today, it's all about being real on air. Like, a guy like Ted Baxter from the old Mary Tyler Moore Show is like a joke. It's like, tell some truth. And like, literally, Howard drove that evolution. I mean, that is all-time stuff.
Well, RJ, that's let's get to the games, because that's actually, I mean, that's, it's interesting. We could do an entire segment just talking about that. And
well, I'll tell RJ this. Before I got into sports radio, RJ, I'd never listened to a day of sports radio in my life. Like, I had
what
no.
What did you listen to?
I listened to Howard. I had no baseline coming in for what sports radio was supposed to be. And I think that's kind of, it's been a lucky break that now it's more comedy and personality driven radio is what works in sports. But at the time it was kind of weird. And I took a lot of heat for it at the time, just cause I wasn't a stats and stuff guy. I just didn't do that kind of radio.
Well, I mean, hey, last thing on, you know, we'll just ask one question to end this topic.
Who's high pitch?
And then, you know who high pitch is.
It's Kelly Clarkson.
Good gosh.
See, now that's good. That's good.
See, he's jealous now because he used to have one of those.
And I did used to have a soundboard. They took it away from me.
What? Oh, I mean, like it was like taking like a gun away from a kid or something?
No, it's like they messed up somehow and they...
We moved studios.
Yeah, and they couldn't somehow move my soundboard, which I think is BS.
You know what people don't realize is how cheap radio people are? I mean...
Oh, yeah, they do.
You could... I mean, like I bought there's something called an instant replay, which is a really good soundboard. And it's like $3,000 new. I got it used for $1,100. And like the people at Fox were like, I can't believe you bought that. It's like, if you're going to spend your time producing a show, you should make it good. Right. And it's like, well, no, they wanted me to pay $70 for that ISDN. So I just had to say no.
Yeah. That's the reality, my man.
Well, let's get to some football before we burn the whole segment with this, which I would be happy to do, by the way.
No, I got some good stuff. Let's do it.
Good. Well, let's start with the London game, because I never know how to treat these teams traveling, because just on the surface, I would love Chargers -6.5, but how does the London thing affect that?
Am I wrong that the Chargers stayed in Cleveland all week?
No, and I think that's the key question in this game. And, you know, here's the thing about, I think, humility as a handicapper is the following. The idea that you don't know the answer to every question, and sometimes just knowing the question is enough, or at least it's the first step. To me, the question is this. Having that mini camp, in a way, and Harbaugh used to do it with the 49ers to great effect. He used to stay back in Youngstown if he had back-to-back on the East. And Belichick did it to great effect in Denver, between Denver and the Mexico City game. At altitude, he kept his team for a week, which was brilliant. Got him acclimated. But I don't like this Chargers coach. I think he's well below average. And I think if you could go back to L.A., think about it. You're 25, you're a millionaire, or hang out in Cleveland – So if the team comes together and thinks of it like a boot camp, I'd bet the Chargers. If they're disgruntled and come Sunday, it's like, man, we've been gone for 10 days, then I like the dog. So I don't know the answer, so it's keeping me away from the game.
Yeah. I feel like I'm on the squarest of square sides with the New England Patriots, but I just don't – my power rankings, none of it makes sense to me that the Patriots should be a 2.5-point favorite against the Bears, especially the Bears with a questionable to doubtful Khalil Mack. I don't know what I've seen from the Bears to make me feel nervous about this. Honestly, the only thing that makes me feel nervous about it is that the number's still hovering around 2.5, 3. I don't get it. What am I missing, RJ?
This is one where probably 80% of the wise guys are on on Chicago. But this is what I call the duck shape on the shoes wise guys. That means you've heard their name, maybe, if you're an industry guy, but they're handicapping like it's 10 years ago, and their shoes are 10 years old because of that approach. So they duct tape them. I think it's, look, Patriots are a premium team. And, you know, there's a expense because they just won on Sunday night. And it was football sexy that the Pats put up 43 because people love offense. And the Bears lost. But if you actually look at that game, they were winning and dominating in Miami. But it was 88 degrees. They had dark uniforms. Come the fourth quarter, they wilted. I agree. I think the Bears did well, and I don't think you blame them too much. But if the look-ahead line in this game was Pats -3. So there was no big readjustment. If anything, it's gone down. The Bears are now only getting 2.5. They were getting 3 if you bet it a week early. And here's the thing. The Pats are the best road favorites in the NFL. Why? Because Belichick is meticulous, and road favorites tend to look ahead. They tend to let the details get screwed up because they're out of their element. You combine that with supposed to winning the game easily because you're a road favorite. You're clearly better. You see letdowns all the time, but not with the Pats. When the Pats are favored by 3 or more on the road, last 70 games, they've won almost 80% straight up. So now you, -2.5, you're pretty much saying Bears win. Last point. Who did the Pats play last week? They played Andy Reid. Andy Reid's mentored Nagy. Now, think about that. That means Belichick's had 2 weeks to get ready for this kind of offense. And you don't think he set a trap saying, we'll do this against Reid. Nagy's going to see it, and I'm going to change what I do with an anticipation of how Nagy will respond to what he saw I did against Kansas City. If you don't think that's going to happen, you don't like Belichick, and that means you're not very smart. I'm with you on the Pats.
Well, tell me if I'm a duct tape shoe handicapper with this one, because it's the other one that jumped out at me. And this one's kind of opposite. I would bet that the public is against me on this. But I like the Ravens -2.5. I'm a little wary because I don't know if an elite defense can beat an elite offense in 2018. But I think people are underestimating this Ravens team because they're not sexy, like you talked about. They're not a flashy team. But this defense is, in my mind, the best defense in the NFL. And, you know, the Saints away from home, it's not the same Saints. I feel like maybe this is a spot where me liking the Ravens is going to go against what the public thinks, but I still like it.
Now, do you listen to my Dream Preview podcast?
I do not. I don't listen to podcasts.
The last 2 weeks, your handicaps have been like shockingly similar. I'm like very impressed. I agree. I mean, we actually, as part of the podcast, we entered the Super Contest Gold Edition. So the Super Contest, historically, $1,500 to get in. We entered that one too. And Fezzik, our main NFL guy, only got to win it twice. Well, he's on our pod. We entered both the $1,500 and the $5,000 contest, and we're 2 games out of first.
Nice.
It's like
in
120 people. Yeah. Say it again.
In both contests?
Oh, no. 2 games out of first in the gold, in the $5,000.
Oh, okay.
So
and what's that pay?
Winner take all, $700K.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah,
we're going Sizzler. Yeah. That's right.
Now, hey, that's true. Now, Fezzik, what we do is give our very best bet to start the show, and we always put that as one of our five picks. Fezzik's best bet this week, and by the way, 6-0 so far this year that pick, is Baltimore. You said it. It's about the sneaky home field. It's also where Baltimore's just better at home than you think, and the Saints really are not good at home or not good on the road. Also, the wind is supposed to be blowing for a precision passing team. That's a problem. I think you add it all up. The fact is it's below a field goal is the key. One of my best bets, too.
I am actually intrigued by Buffalo getting 7.5 in Indianapolis, especially with Derek Anderson playing quarterback, because I think it's a huge upgrade over the crap they've been trotting out there, including Nathan Peterman, who's been historically bad. I haven't quite had the guts to pull a trigger on it yet, so talk me out of it.
Well, I tell you, you're in the minority on Anderson, and if you believe that, you can bet on that, meaning that is enough to bet it, because here's the consensus opinion. Josh Allen was the number 32 starter, the worst starter in the NFL. Peterman, 1.5 points worse than that. And Anderson even worse than that. Now, Anderson only threw 4 passes last year. So we can say it's like 700 days almost since he's thrown NFL passes.
Nate Peterson threw 4 pick sixes in one game. That's nothing.
I agree. But what I can promise you is if Peterman were announced the starter in this game, the Bills line would improve.
Wow.
Doesn't mean it's right. It means that is the sharp opinion. By the way, first time in history, a 1-5 team is favored, the Colts, by more than a touchdown versus a team with 2 or more wins. So if you believe Anderson is a serviceable backup even, you got to play the Bills. I think it's possible. I just am not willing to bet my money with it.
I think he's better than both those guys at this stage of his career. Not saying he's
better,
good.
You think he's better than Josh Allen today?
Yeah, I do.
Well, then
I've seen this guy win games with, of the year. Well, I don't know about that. I don't trust him that much. But I do think because he's only the other thing too. He's only been there a week, so you know how much of the offense are you picking up in that time? Which
that's the point. That's my point.
Well, I still think he can't be any worse than what I saw out of Nathan Peterman last week. And in fact, it's almost impossible to be any worse than that guy. I don't know if you've seen the stat on that and how many interceptions he's thrown in 82 career attempts, but it's not good. Let's move on. I want to get your thoughts to see if you have anything on Texans.
Well, hold on a second. Stephen A. Smith just called in. Let's see what he has to say.
Thanks for enlightening me on this particular subject, RJ.
Oh, Stephen A. is such an ass kisser.
Yeah,
thank
that
you,
was
Stephen
about
A.
as tame as I've ever heard him too.
What an
oh
ass
wait
kisser.
wait. He has one more thing to say.
Talking about the great one, RJ Bell.
Okay.
is that what your soundboard is? Is your soundboard, is the entire thing famous people giving you props? Is that the entire soundboard?
RJ Bell joining us from Las Vegas.
Okay, you'll impress me if you have one of The Rock mentioning you.
Yeah, did you get one from The Rock?
No.
If The Rock calls you the great one, then you are really the great one.
All right, I got something to work up to.
All right. RJ, The Philadelphia Eagles seem like they're getting it together a little bit. I'm admittedly, I don't have a great feel for what the Panthers are yet, but I really like the direction that this Philadelphia team's going, and I feel like 4.5, I mean really anything under 7, I feel like I'm getting some value with this team at home. What's your handicap on Philly Carolina?
You know, I think you're on the sharp side here. Here's what's holding me back. The narrative is Carolina struggles defensively on the road. If you look at the points per game, Carolina is yielding 27 points per game on the road, 20 at home. So 7 worse defensively on the road. But if you look at yards per play, Carolina's better on the road. That really made me stop this morning as I was digging in this game. That said, I am optimistic about the Eagles. Wentz was not 100% when he came back a month ago or so. And each game he's getting healthier. That means he's playing better and playing more aggressively. And the coaches are calling a more aggressive game plan. And the rest of the playmakers are getting healthier. Sproles is still a question. But, you know, to me, though, when you got a really gritty team, this is going to be a playoff atmosphere. So Cam's probably inclined to run more. And when he runs more, he's a better quarterback. Ugh, I lean Eagles, but boy, five is not. Think about this. Atlanta was 3 at home against Tampa Bay, and I get it. Atlanta's really beat up, but on defense especially. But this just feels like you're saying up to, like, to me at 6.5, I've got to bet the Panthers. So now the question is, well, what line should it be to bet the Eagles? I think maybe at 3.5 I would. But now, you know, we're at 5. So it feels like this is, and remember, this is probably the most important saying that you can ever memorize. Professional bettors bet numbers. Recreational bettors bet teams. Right. To me, give me 7, I automatically bet the Panthers. Let me lay 3, I automatically lay it with the Eagles. Feels like it's right in the middle.
Okay. What about Texans, Jaguars, Jags minus 4.5? What are your thoughts on that one?
Okay, I made another one of these pleaser bets with Fezzik. Tell me what you think. Okay. What odds would you need to say to take Texans minus 13.5?
Oh,
so Texans have to win by 14 or more.
Oh, I mean, he would have had to give you fantastic odds. I'm talking like 17, 18 to 1.
He gave me 15.5 to 1, and I took it 100 to win 1550. Here's why.
Okay.
Here's why. Jacksonville just lost by 33 against Dallas. Mm-hmm. And they lost by, what was it, 17 the week before against Kansas City? It's like there's a real chance, less than zero. There's a 10, 15, 20% chance. There's something going on with his team. We have no idea. How? When do the Cowboys dominate anybody? And when you have such a physical team, you're not supposed to get dominated. You might lose. You're not supposed to get dominated. And there's no team in the NFL that the difference in their performance swings more between being up by 10 and down by 10. Think about if the Pats are up 10 or down 10, they're playing about the same quality ball.
Right.
Right? If Jacksonville is up 10, they're running, the defense is feeding on its energy. When the Jags are done 10, or down 10, you're done because it's Blake Bortles throwing with the other team pinning back their ears for the rush time. So I think if Texans can get lucky and get a lead here, boy, I think the idea that even a 14-point win is going to happen one out of every 16 times feels like a pretty good bet. So I'll be rooting you guys on.
Well, the Texans, who you're giving, what, 13.5?
I'm getting 15. Minus 13.5, and I'm getting 15.5 to 1. 100 wins, 15-50.
Okay. The Texans, 3 wins, combined total of 13 points. That's what they won by.
No, I hear you. They could be 0-6.
Against 3 teams that I think are worse than Jacksonville, in Indy, Dallas, and Buffalo.
But under that theory, you should think that the minus 4 is a steal then.
I do think the minus 4 is a steal.
Okay. And I don't like trusting
Blake Bortles because they're horrible. That Jags team does not look good, but I still think they're better than what the Texans have been beating and really kind of luck boxing into wins against those teams.
Not to get too advanced with any mathematical concepts, but I think this is a high variance game. Meaning, if you told me how anxious are you to bet the Texans plus 4, I'd say not at all, right? But I think that the combination of the chance Jacksonville's got something internally wrong, some kind of conflict, that if they do start losing will feed upon itself, and combined with the fact that Jacksonville plays poorly from behind, makes me think this is a good bet, not cause Houston's a great value at plus 4, but because this is a high variance game. Just like London games. Remember I told you last week I had a similar bet on Oakland in London. I lost, But it was proven right again. If you just go back and look at the London scores and look at the variance, how many points does the winning team win by? It's through the roof compared to a normal NFL game. Why? You got travel, you got sleep, you got all these strange factors. It's hard to handicap. To me, Jacksonville's team. Yes.
In that case, you should love the Chargers this week then. Because,
I'm not sure if that camp, that mini camp in Cleveland, is a pro or a con. I think that might be, we look back on and say the team revolted and they were sick of being together. Come game time, they had nothing left.
Well, what you do know is Tennessee's not the kind of team that can blow out anybody.
But listen, if you think the games in
London are going to be blowouts, then you have to lean to the Chargers there.
Well, no, you know, that's an interesting point. You're saying if it's, but remember, high variance for Tennessee as a 6.5 point dog would be winning by 7, right? So high variance for the Chargers would be winning by 21, let's say. So it's a little bit different. It's not like the favorite's always going to be the one that wins with high variance. And I'll tell you this, I think Vrabel is a really meticulous coach, and that's what I want in a London game. Someone that months before the season paid someone to go over to London to go check hotels out. I'm not sure he did that, but that's the kind of thing that Belichick would do, and I think Vrabel is in that mold.
Well, he meticulously led the 32nd ranked defense last year before someone hired him as a head coach. So,
well, listen, Belichick was fired from Cleveland after 5 years. I mean, it's not like you're going to, you know, there's a great line from Jack Nicholson. He said, a lot of people had to die for me to be me. And whenever someone's truly great, oftentimes it takes a long time to grow into that greatness. But some of those factors of greatness you can see early, and part of that is going to be the meticulous preparation, and I think Vrabel is one of those guys.
All right, that's RJ Bell. Follow him on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas. Always brings the brilliance. Fun stuff as always, my friend. Good luck.
I appreciate it, but AJ's been on it. I mean, of all the guys I talk to that are straight radio guys, your analysis the last couple weeks has been really, really good.
Thank you, RJ. I appreciate that, man.
I mean it sincerely.
This is like in college when you basically just spit back the professor's lecture on the test. I'm going to go listen to the Dream Podcast and do
it. That's a good move.
Yeah, and then come back and say, RJ, what do you think about this?
Oh, hold on. Doug Gottlieb called in real quick.
Oh, Lord.
He's the one. He's the only RJ Bell.
All right.
Doug Gottlieb's not even that famous. Get the Rock.
Hey, we got Donald Trump on AJ.
Yeah.
Top that.
Jonk, play what Donald said about me.
AJ, you've become very famous, I have to tell you.
Thank you.
How about that? You know who that's about.
That's about me.
That's about AJ Delgado out of Florida, who's actually had a baby with of the campaign people, and now she's suing about some kind of abortion pill.
No, it's actually about AJ Hinch when they won when they went to the White House for their World Series trip last year.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, that's what it's from.
Well, are you 100%?
100%. Still more impressive than Doug Gottlieb.
Because I heard him say the same thing about that AJ Delgado who was on his campaign.
That's all he says about everybody, RJ.
He's doing something right.
Oh, I guess so. All right, RJ, we'll talk.
I know we got to run. 10 seconds, if you don't mind. It's like, to me, I might hate like a certain actor or something, but if he's in if he's making like $30 million a year, you could say, man, I don't think he's a good artist, but boy, he's a heck of a commercial businessman, right? He or she to be. And like, whatever you think of Trump, you got to say, wait a minute. This guy was on The Apprentice doing a reality show, and he's the president of the United States. You got to say he did something of note. And the fact that the haters don't say that, I think is part of the problem. Acknowledge the reality and then figure out how you can beat him from there if you want to go against him.
Are you saying Donald Trump is like Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel was Vin group?
Yeah, commercially very successful, but not quite considered an artist. Is that what you're calling him?
Well, here's what I'll say.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
That's good pull, RJ. Good pull, my man.
You miss your board, don't you?
I do really miss it. I hate not having that.
God, this whole segment would just be dueling boards between you two.
Thank you.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. Guys, you want to get in on some of the games we just talked about? You know where to go, MyBookie. And that's the only place that I make my wagers now, and I've been doing it for a couple of years. And it doesn't matter. You want NFL? Gotcha. College football? Gotcha. Hockey? Yep. Baseball? NBA? CFL? Horses? Everything. They've got everything I possibly want to play there. And I love MyBookie because it gives me so many opportunities to jump in and play whenever I want. And the best thing about them is they're safe, they're reliable, they've been in business for years. If you win, you actually get paid. And that's why I quit using other websites. Part of the gamble was putting your money in. That's not the case of MyBookie. They also have in-game live betting, so if you like a team and they're behind early, you can get in and get a better price. I mean, they've got everything you could possibly want on the site. And the best part about it, great mobile site as well. I use that mobile site for everything. So all you have to do is go to mybookie.ag. Or on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie and get your account started. Right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit, but this deal will not last long. Use promo code RADIO to activate your offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at Prime Social. And speaking of gambling, so is it the Mega Millions that's up to like
something like
some
that.
Ridiculous number? I never buy lottery tickets, but okay, this is embarrassing. I went to a place to get my gallon of water and a couple of those bangs that I like, right?
Right.
And a breakfast bar. And I see a guy from Channel 26 walks in. Hey, can I take pictures of guys buying lottery tickets? So I didn't even know you could buy them with a debit card because I never buy them, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't have any cash. So I just asked him. He's like, yeah, can I get one of those? I'm like, sure. So I got five quick picks. And so hopefully I'll be on TV tonight. That was the whole plan, was just
right.
Buy a lottery ticket so the guy would film me and I could go on TV. So I have no illusions about winning anything, but that was why I did it. So I'm pretty much an attention whore.
There you go.
But I thought, you know, all right, let's – what the hell? The guy's here shooting it. I might as well look like – and, you know, I acted it up a little bit. I looked at the ticket and then folded it up and put it in my wallet. So – I don't know. So watch if anybody watches Fox 26 tonight when they do their usual story about, oh, the lottery is all up to this, and they're showing pictures. If you see a guy in a Toronto Maple Leafs hat, that's me.
All right.
And shirt.
You've got all – you're all, I mean,
I'm Leaf
the Maple Leafs. Leafs are good. You're geared up now.
I am geared up now even though they sucked last night. They were pounded by the Penguins.
Pounded.
It was 3-0, but really it was a 1-0 game, and they had two empty netters at the end. So it was actually
it's not quite a pounding.
Matt Murray had a great game and goal for Pittsburgh, who I think has been on your roster at one time or another. But yeah, that wasn't fun. But that's all right. Yeah, plenty of other games to go. Got any big weekend plans or?
Baseball. I mean, the usual. Not drinking beer and coaching baseball.
I will be drinking tomorrow. I'm thinking I probably should have a couple drinks tonight just so that
to prepare your body for what it's in for.
Yeah, because otherwise if I just leap in tomorrow with a binge, I don't think it will go well for me.
I think it'd be awesome.
I don't want to be throwing up in public.
Come on, Fred the Tank. Fred the Tank. Fred the Tank.
No, I'm terribly sorry, sir, but I don't feel
Fred
like
the Tank's
either.
Dead. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying he's dead. I'm just kind of keeping him in his little box.
Damn.
Like I have like evil.
I miss that guy.
Evil Freddy has to stay in his box. Fred the Tank has to stay in his box. Fred the guy who stalks Ryan Gosling. That never mind. I don't know where that came from. That wasn't supposed to come out. That guy's never gotten out of the box or closet either. So Yeah. I guess Longhorn Dimitri liked the RJ segment. He says we keep raising the bar. We have fun segments with RJ.
Yeah.
It's always good stuff. Jesse says if he wins the lotto tonight, he's buying a hockey team and moving it to Houston.
Okay.
On the 1 in 10 trillion chance that I won the thing, you know what I would do?
What'd you do?
I would buy a radio station from David.
Would you?
Yeah.
It's a horrible investment.
No, it's not. I'm not going to care. I got to get rid of that money somehow.
That's
right?
True.
Got to have some tax write-offs.
That's true.
I wouldn't have any idea what to do with $970 million.
Would you fire me?
No, I was actually thinking about giving you a promotion.
Oh, okay.
Now that you're going to be that way about it, forget it. No, I would start a rock station.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Because we need a real rock station in this city. I've always said that. So I would buy one or I would get David to go in with me on one.
There you go.
But yeah, I honestly have no idea what I'd do with that kind of money.
If you have $1 billion, you're not going to hang out with David Gow anymore. You're going to call him a poor.
No, I'm not.
What's a few mil when you're a billionaire?
Yeah, I can't even conceive of what I would do with that money. I couldn't spend it.
Yeah, it's tough.
I'd buy some real estate around, you know, places I want to go, you know, live part of the year. Buy some racehorses.
Yeah.
That's about it. Get a new car.
I'd put it on black.
Oh, I would do something ridiculous, like go to Vegas with $1 million and put it all on black.
Yeah.
I'd have to do that once, right?
That'd be good stuff. Yeah, I mean, you could buy pretty much damn near any sports franchise you wanted.
Not quite. I mean, the NBA and NFL are all going for
$2 billion.
Oh, yeah,
they're all going. Yeah, right.
I wouldn't mind. I bet I could get a hockey team for $500 million.
I bet you could.
And move that sucker here.
But you get the Maple Leafs.
No, they're actually worth two. They're the most valuable franchise.
$2 billion?
Yeah, yeah, easy.
They're more valuable than the Red Wings?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're the most valuable franchise in hockey.
Wow.
I mean, monster market. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I would have guessed the Rangers would be up there, too.
I think they are. I think... now I got to look up. What? Never thought I'd be looking up most valuable NHL franchises
today.
Well,
if you were a billionaire, you would.
Yeah, but I would want one that's not worth a lot, like, Carolina.
Yeah.
And then I would move it here.
You don't. If you had $1 billion, you wouldn't live here.
That's true. I'd buy an island. I found an island on.
Maybe
sale
you
for
could buy the
dollars.
Canucks and just live in Vancouver.
They're worth $745 million. That's a pretty big.
That's
chunk.
In your range. You still got $250 million to play with.
Now it's getting tight. No, the Rangers. Okay, so this is a different one that I've seen. It has the Rangers at 1.2, Canadiens at 1.18, and the Leafs at 1.15 billion.
So all over a billion. Yeah. Or is that the only ones over a billion?
Yeah.
Chicago's Detroit.
Close at 925. Then the Bruins, 750. Vancouver, 745. Philadelphia, 660.
Where's Pittsburgh?
Kind of down here.
Pittsburgh and Detroit, I would have expected to hear already.
I don't know who I don't like this website. It's called surepayroll.com. I don't trust it.
How much could you buy the Preds for?
Well, that's what I'm going to Forbes now for. I'll find it there.
Okay.
But let's see. Nice. God, I hate when it's like, see the full list here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I came here for.
Yeah, exactly. It's loading very slowly. But, okay, so the Leafs, according to Forbes, it's the Leafs at $1.4 billion, number one. Montreal, 1.25 second. I knew that somewhere. And they also got a bunch of money because they just got a big naming deal with Scotiabank, both they and the Raptors. And that MLS&E that owns them, my God, that's a monster company. They own them. They own the Raptors. I believe they own the Blue Jays, too.
Okay.
So, they spend money like crazy. They spend money like they've got $975 million to spend and don't care. So, well, this thing's not loading, but when it does, we'll get to it next segment.
Yeah, maybe I'm trying to think of, like, cities where I could buy a crappy or at least a low-rate NHL franchise. Not that the Predators are crappy, but I think you could buy them for relatively cheap. Probably the Avalanche you could get on the cheap. Places that I'd be okay living.
Yeah, that's true. If I'm doing that...
Because I bet you can get, like, the Blue Jackets or the Sabres.
But you don't want to live in Columbus.
Yeah, you don't want to live there. I'm saying I'd live in Nashville or Denver.
Would you live in Arizona? I bet you could get the Coyotes really cheap.
Yeah, but that's a—I mean—that's a failing franchise. That's not going to get any better. That's a horrible market to buy into, I think.
Yeah, I would buy it to move them.
Yeah,
because I guarantee you the value goes up if I put.
But I feel like Nashville and Denver, you can keep the team there.
Yeah,
and still do okay.
Yeah, I would move to Vancouver and buy the Canucks or Calgary and buy the Flames, and then build my own arena because they won't build one there for me.
There you go.
That's what I would do.
You'd move to Vegas and buy the Knights, is what you'd do.
No, I don't think I'd want to live in Vegas.
No.
Yeah, I would. I want to live in.
You could buy the Knights and the Las Vegas Aces.
No, you can have the Aces. you and them damn Aces ain't happening.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Texas Star Grill Shop. Hey, get out there! It's grilling season, guys. It's beautiful outside. Time to make some great food. Time to make some great memories. You want to have a great grill, though, because it's hard to do with a crummy old, you know, old smoky that's got a hole in the bottom. You're not going to make the good stuff with that. Texas Star Grill Shop will figure it out for you. Whatever your need, whatever you're looking to do, they've got the grill for you. The Pits and Spits, a local brand, by the way, I'm telling you, the quality that they're built with is out of this world. That's why I ended up choosing them, because I looked at some of the competition, and I was like, man, it's made locally. It feels really solid. It's really well constructed. They've got a great controller on it, and it's a fantastic grill. Most of the year they've got a waiting list on them. Finally, they've got a little bit of an inventory on these grills that are made here in Houston. You want to go get one now. And if you're looking for gas, the Saber Grills offer an infrared gas grill. No flare-ups, always moist and juicy meat. Texas Star Grill Shop just purchased a truckload of these grills, and now they've got some really great deals. They've got Traeger. They've got Kamado Joe. They've got whatever you're looking for, guys. Come by and see them. Design a new outdoor kitchen if you want to help spruce up your home for the fall. Whether you want something small, you just want a power burner or a pizza oven or something like that. Or you can go full blown. They've got it all, guys. When you walk in the store, they're going to offer you a free beer, a craft beer. That's what I'm talking about. They're trying to give you an experience. And part of that experience, in my opinion, at both shops, they've got fantastic meat. Akayushi beef on sale at their cost. You're not going to find that deal anywhere else. Stop by and see them. The best in grilling, Texas Star Grill Shop, 2045 South Freeway in Houston or 8905 Louetta in the Champions area of Spring. Or you can see them online at texasgrillshop.com.
Guys, I have to tell you about the greatest mattresses anywhere. There's only one place to get them, and that's Texas Mattress Makers. You're going to get custom fitted, and that's what I did. And the cool thing is you go through, and Yuval and Lax and those guys, they are mattress geniuses. And they would sit there and tell me, okay, how do you sleep? And you'd lay down on the mattress, and then they'd walk you through it. And there was one mattress I liked. Goes, no, this one's better for you. And then I got on that one and was like, oh, my God, you're so right. And that's how I've gotten my mattresses from Texas Mattress Makers, is by them putting me on the bed that's best for me. The one I liked was actually more expensive. So they put me on the best one, and you're going to save 50% off of what you would save in a retail store because they're making them right there at the factory and selling them directly to you at one of their locations, the original 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood, or the new store out in Katy. It's 5026 East 3rd Street. And the great things about these guys, they know everything about how you sleep. They're geniuses at this. And they're good people who are involved with charities all throughout the city. And they just want to help you sleep better. There's no reason to go anywhere else. And I used to have all kinds of problems sleeping. And I still do when the wife kicks me out and I have to sleep on the couch. But when I'm on my bed, it's fantastic. And it's all thanks to Yuval and Lax and Rachel and all the gang at Texas Mattress Makers. Visit them today in Katy at 5026 East 3rd Street or the original 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you, 'cause I forget but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, true friends stab you in the front.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Here's your top 10, according to Forbes. I think this is their brand new list, actually. Rangers, $1.5 billion. Toronto, $1.4 billion. Montreal, $1.25 billion. Blackhawks, $1 billion. Bruins, $890 million. Kings 750, Flyers 740, Vancouver down to 730. I might buy them for that. Red Wings 700 million.
It seems like value.
And Penguins.
Although you'd have to live in Detroit.
Yeah, Penguins at 650 million, and the Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals 625. Dallas Stars worth 515.
Okay. Did you find Nashville and
Nashville?
The Avalanche. Those are the two I'd buy.
Well, here's who I would buy. I'd buy the Tampa Bay Lightning for $390 million because they're really good, and then I'd move them to Houston.
Okay.
Sorry, Tampa, but Nashville 380.
That's pretty good.
Carolina 370. Buffalo 350. Florida Panthers. That's another one you could buy and move. $305 million.
Okay. How about the Arizona team?
Arizona 300.
They're the cheapest.
Yep.
How much for Colorado?
Well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go on record right now. If this ticket that I bought only to get on TV wins, I am buying one of these franchises and moving it to Houston. Even though I'm leaving,
okay,
I'm moving a franchise to Houston. How about that, people? That
sounds good.
That way you have something to root for.
Yeah.
You want a hockey team? I'm going to make it happen.
Can I be the team president?
Yeah, you're going to have to run it for me because I'm not going to live here anymore.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, I won't know anything about hockey, but I'll hire people who do.
Well, that's what we'll do. We'll go get we'll get the best people.
We'll get the best.
We'll get the best. We'll get tremendous people. That's how we'll do it. All right, I guess we better do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
I was working with Joel.
It's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, everybody thought it was going to be like some big drama show, but it's, you know.
He's a professional.
Yeah.
See, he does,
and I'm a professional. I'm
he
here
does
to do
what
a job.
I do, only he does it better. So there you go. All
I
right.
Like how he didn't say, AJ, you're a professional.
No, he doesn't. He would never tell me that.
You don't need your ego stroked.
It's, yes, I do. You
it
know
takes
this
up
about,
half this table
how long
as it
have you
is.
Worked with me. You know that's exactly what I need.
Worse than trying to please my wife. All right, let's take a
you
break.
You should do the ABC trick.
I just do the I'm staying the hell out of your way.
Oh, I thought you meant please sexually.
Oh, no. God, no.
Oh.
Those mortar shells, that would have done some damage.
Like even a bottle rocket. Like it'd singe him up real good.
You know what we used to do with bottle rockets, and I probably shouldn't. Okay, who the bleep is calling me?
You're doing reads during my show for
that. That's what I'm not sure about.
So I go over there and I ask Andy, and I say, hey, Lance is listed with a Texas Star Grill Shop read on our show. He's like, yeah, that's today. And I was like, oh, well, do I have one? No, not today.
Your start tomorrow.
Yeah, he's acting like he's embarrassed by the fact that your live reads are on my show, which I think he should be. I think this is nonsense.
It feels good to me.
This is totally your show, man. I'm just a guy that keeps it rolling. And
your management, sir.
And make sure that we're on clock. And then to introduce the show and then to set you up.
Yeah, that kind of is all you do, but it's still, you shouldn't say that.
I think the people know that. And Jong does, you know, he jumps in and does his thing. And the rest of the time, we just get out of your way.
Sometimes Jong does his thing.
I think I'm going to have to disown my daughter. I tune in for some quality content from the funniest guy I know and you. I'm like, wait a minute. You're saying Hoffman's the funniest guy you know? That's not cool.
I thought you're the one who said I'm the funny one.
Somebody else said that, and then we just sort of adapted it. You're the funny one, and I'm the smart one. All her friends love you. You're like a legend among the Bel Air High School crew.
Listen, what can I say? I've worked really hard my whole life for this, to be very popular amongst high school age girls.
Well, you go.
So let's go to Europe, where a 15-year-old boy was on a field trip, and he spiked his buddy's drink. He spiked his drink with Viagra.
Oh.
The boy's father thinks that the guy who spiked the drink should be serving hard time.
Oh. I bet it was a stiff drink.
Oh.
I better bone up on that story.
Yeah. Okay, we'll work on that.
Stupid stuff we've said this week.
We're such children.
I know.
We're such children.
About once a week, we have to do stupid bad puns on something. But, oh well. We're never growing up. All right, that's going to wrap it up.
We're Toys R Us kids.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Aren't they gone?
Although
they might make a comeback. All right. Monday, come see us at Jack's Grill. Tomorrow, come see me at the pub crawl. That'll be fun. Want to thank Prime Social for having us out here. Great, great place. Come on out. A lot of cash games going on. Want to thank John Lee. Great job back in studio. AJ Hoffman, terrific job today once he got here. Cody Stutes for getting it started. I didn't suck today. Till Monday, stay sporty, bitches.